Salvation. Our people for generations have been living lives of uncertainty. We have been persecuted and ridiculed and killed just because we are God's chosen. Our suffering has a few reasons. One is to be mechaper on the chet of Adam HaRishon. A second is to be mechaper on the chet HaEgel, which we still suffer from today. Third is the tikkun that every Jew must do until the time of Mashiach. The sin of the first man is cured by death. The person's individual tikkun is in his hands to remedy. If he fails to do his mission, he is helped by heaven through suffering in this world and Gehenna in the next world until his soul is pure. If an individual is a complete Rasha and no merit can be found for his eternal existence, then he and his memory are wiped out. Chet HaEgel is the sin that all generations have suffered from since the time it occurred in the desert so many years ago. Our generation is carrying the most intense effect of this abominable sin. We are the generation closest to Mashiach. We can reveal him if we can truly repent for the sin of the golden calf. This is not a simple task. No generation has been able to achieve this goal. Why should we succeed when greater generations of tzaddikim have failed? Now let us define what the sin of the golden calf is. It is tied in with the sin of Adam HaRishon. It is the lack of complete trust in Hashem to be absolutely sure that He is in total control of the world and our individual lives. It is a lack of real faith in God. This is the only sin that includes all of Am Yisrael and every generation since it happened. This lowly generation is steeped in the gold that the calf is made of. Most people, even believers, put their real trust in man-made institutions such as the medical establishment, the weatherman, or an almighty army. Man is sure that he is in control. If he saves money in a pension fund, he will be able to retire with security. If he has a very well-equipped army, he'll win the war. If he takes vitamins, he will live to be 120. Money, comfort, and full security are more easily attained than ever before. Have no doubt, this trust in material toys has seeped into the frum community as well. We too are guilty. We are also keeping Mashiach away. Let the righteous know we carry this sin as well, and we too will be held accountable. This generation is lacking the sparks of Kodesh that were so strong in previous doors. We are so engulfed by Olam Hazeh that simple truths are no longer evident. Our generation is buried under the lies of this false world, and we keep digging ourselves a deeper hole to completely hide God's truth. However, precisely because we have almost lost all vision of Emes, we also have the greatest ability to effect complete repentance. Because the darkness is so deep, one thin ray of light can dismiss the night and thus illuminate the day in all its glory. This generation wallows in selfishness. The worst of all evils is selfishness, and the greatest of all good is selflessness. Only this self-centered sin is total, an open rebellion against Hashem. Hashem created us in His image. He is more than just a father. We are actually part of Him, really inseparable. But you silly normals think you can go about life doing things that your father absolutely forbids without paying the price of separation. Voluntarily separating yourself from the source will ultimately bring you to physical and spiritual death. Make no mistake, there are many righteous people in this world. However, they are hidden away by the Sodom syndrome that prevails in all of the world, including the Jewish people. The Frum Jewish community is also suffering from this malady. The situation lately is worse because, sadly, the greatest lights of Torah are slowly disappearing, and like the Jewish people at the foot of Har Sinai, they made a golden calf because they feel alone. We, the Jewish people, are at fault. We are without desire to accept truth fully. We demand, but are not ready to give. We quickly make a golden calf to take our Father's place, heaven forbid. And so we voluntarily separate ourselves from Him. We tie ourselves to this temporary world and its self-centered lusts. There is only one way out of this black, terrible situation. Collectively, each and every Jew must find the truth and accept it wholeheartedly. We can achieve this highest of all spiritual levels in one of two ways. Either Hashem will bring a terrible tragedy, heaven forbid, that only He can save us from by doing open miracles, or the Jewish people as a whole must seek that truth and accept it voluntarily. Adam HaRishon was the greatest human ever to exist. All souls find their source in His. He was the perfect creation. However, Hashem created Him with free will, and this point only Adam HaRishon himself could perfect. He failed, and we, the sparks of His soul, have been trying ever since to be metaken this obstacle to perfection. This is precisely Chetah Egel. If we manage to achieve pure tshuva and tohu bitochen in Hashem's kingship, then this lowest of all generations can achieve perfection. I am an autistic young man without speech. I can only do only basic things for myself. I depend on the chesed of kind people. I am an outcast of life. Yet, in this lowly world, if I write, do tshuva now or else, people get scared. I guess it's as if a mule would suddenly start to speak words of Musa. Our beautiful holy rabbis are ignored and strike up no fear. Only the words of a grotesque creature like myself may ignite the sparks of terror in the hearts of the sleeping.